The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, the boss of the HSE did an interview with the Irish Times recently, and it was about his own personal story of weight loss, and he attributed much of it to not eating bread since June 2012, and he said he feels way better as a result. Here's a quote from the Irish Times article. "I've always loved hot toast with jam, but modern bread is rubbish. It's full of things like preservatives that bread didn't used to have." And he said he'd also given up potatoes. He said, "One day I said to my wife, I'm not in a good place health-wise. I'm just going to give them up and see what that does for me." Now, I don't know if there has been complaints from the Potato Growers Association, but I did see a letter in the Irish Times over the weekend from the Irish Bread Bakers Association taking issue with the HSE boss. Una Monaghan is spokeswoman for the Irish Bread Bakers Association. Good evening to you, Una.
Good evening, Matt.
Okay, so what do you make of the fact that the man in charge of the administration of health in this country thinks that bread is rubbish and that you're better off not eating it?
Well, I think, to be honest with you, I thought that he was a little bit misinformed, apart from anything else, and a little surprised considering the HSE are behind the food pyramid that recommends eating at least 3 to 5 portions of carbohydrates a day. So I'm not too sure how he can wear both hats, one on the one hand saying he doesn't eat bread himself, but yet standing over the food pyramid. So it seemed like a bit of a mismatch to me. The other thing I'd say is that I don't know what bread he was eating recently, but bread has been made pretty much the same way in this country for at least 60 years in the terms of the modern way that you mentioned.
Okay, maybe he's worried about things like processed white sliced pan, that sort of stuff.
But what's he worried about? I mean, white sliced pan has been made the same way in 60 years. And you're right, I'm speaking for the Bread Bakers Association, and you might say, well, I would say this, wouldn't I? But what I would say is that, you know, the white sliced pan isn't dressing itself up to be anything other than just a bog standard white sliced pan. It's got carbohydrates, it provides some nutrients, but it's not purporting to be anything sort of a superfood or anything like that. It's absolutely fine to eat some sliced pan every day.
Oh, well, that's debatable. Tell us what's in it, so. What are the ingredients? What are the calories? What are the various vitamins you might get?
Well, sure. I mean, the ingredients are the same as any bread, really. You've got flour, you've got yeast, you've got a bit of salt to activate the yeast. All breads have a little bit of salt added. You've got water to produce your dough. You might have some fats added to keep the bread soft. You know, sometimes if you make, I don't know if you ever make bread, Matt.
No.
But if you ever made a ciabatta or Italian bread, sometimes they add in olive oil. So the bread bakers, for the big sliced pan makers at least, would use vegetable oil-based if you like fats. There are other ingredients that are known as flour treatment agents, like ascorbic acid, which might be known as to most people as vitamin C. That's used in bread making. You have some supplementary enzymes. I'm not keeping any secrets here. It's all very open to people to find this out. So flour contains enzymes naturally, and the enzymes, people will know from their intercert biology, are little proteins that help activate some of the processes that happen when bread rises in fermentation. And we add a few more enzymes to speed that up a bit. Then there are preservatives, as Tony said, and preservatives will act to prevent microbial growth, to prevent the bread going mouldy. And there might be preservatives such as acetic acid, which people would know as vinegar, for example, can be added, but also some other preservatives will be added as well, all fully approved by the European Food Safety Authority, all proven to be completely safe for human consumption and have been used for at least 60 years.
Okay, a lot of listeners are interested in this and things coming in. Is it true that bleach is used in making the ingredients of white bread?
Absolutely not. Bleach has been banned as a substance in Europe for the last 20 years, and no flour permitted in Europe and can be used that has been bleached. So what you might find, what your listener might have heard about, is America, where they are allowed to use bleached flour, but it has been banned for over 20 years in Ireland and in the EU.
Another listener said, "Isn't it true that most bread now contains enzymes to accelerate the cooking process, to which many bakers who are handling regularly become allergic?"
Yes, enzymes are added to accelerate the baking process. As I said a second ago, they're already naturally present in the flour, and in white sliced pan production, they add in a few extra. Now, what your listener might be referring back to is when bread bakeries used to be very dusty and there was flour flying everywhere, and anybody knows you breathe in a lot of dust, you know, it's not ideal for you. But most, in fact, all modern bakeries that I've ever walked into have got you know, very good extraction, and there's not flour flying around the air, so bakers not breathing in that dust anymore, no.
Okay, another listener says the HSE boss is right. Modern processed bread is rubbish. Why is soya flour added? Palm oil and vegetable oils are also added. They usen't to be. Here's another one that says bread used to go blue mouldy after 3 days in the 70s and 80s. Now it lasts for days, 10 days. What's changed in 60 years? It's lots of preservatives are added.
Well, a little tiny bit of preservative is added. Yes, it's on the label. I mean, people can read this on the label. It's not a secret at all. So if you buy your sliced pan, it's wrapped, and on the wrapping, people don't read labels, unfortunately. You'll see the list of ingredients, and the ingredients are listed in descending order by weight. That's in accordance with EU legislation. So if you look at bread label, you'll see the first ingredient is flour, and then it drops down to the very last ones on the list will be your preservatives in very tiny, minuscule amounts. But yes, they are in there. We're not denying that, but they are perfectly safe to eat.
Okay, one final thing. The bad publicity that bread has been getting in recent years, added to by these comments by the boss of the HSE, Tony O'Brien, what's it done to bread sales in this country?
Well, I suppose the sales of the sliced pan have been impacted by any negative press, but it's not just about that. I mean, there's been a huge amount of variety available now to people. People are buying other products. They're buying rolls and wraps, and there's other smaller bakeries, you know, making other types of bread. So, you know, when you've got competition, of course, it'll always impact on somebody's sales. But what we're trying to do is say, do you know what? Some of the stuff that people are hearing, they need to inform themselves properly. Like, I know, Matt, that you've given up carbohydrates, haven't you?
I have reduced them dramatically. It would be very, very little bread I would ever eat now.
So what do you eat for your carbs?
What do I eat for my carbs? Well, I eat lots of vegetables, which have carbs, don't they?
Very small amounts of carbohydrates. I mean, really, to get decent carbs, you need to have some sort of grain-based, or potatoes, actually.
Okay, well, maybe I'm feeling an awful lot happier since I've cut out the carbs. Maybe I'm along with Tony O'Brien on that basis. Thank you very much for joining us, Una Monaghan from the Irish Bread Bakers Association.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.